He's given you a glimpse of his glory that you might not lose heart and give up on this journey with him. This journey, which is these 40 days of Lent, and it's a journey that he's called you to. Whatever you've taken on this Lent, he placed that upon your heart. He's called you to it. You didn't just decide, what am I going to do for Lent? Okay, I'll do this. No, Jesus placed something upon your heart. He spoke to you. He called you. And you responded to that. And that he's given you a glimpse of his glory so that you might not lose heart and give up on that journey with him. He gives his apostles in his transfiguration this glimpse of his heavenly glory, him filled with the heavenly glory, which is veiled while he's here on earth. For a moment, it all bursts forth, and they see it. Why? So that their faith won't be crushed by the scandal of the cross that's soon to come. That they'll remember that. That he truly is the Son of God. We've seen his glory. We've seen it with our own eyes. We beheld it. And this glimpse of this glory is also a glimpse of their and our future destiny as well. If we remain with him. If we remain with him on these 40 days and into Holy Week, remaining with him in his passion, in remaining with him into his death, and in his resurrection as well. We're given the transfiguration, this incredible transformation for a moment. Lent itself is this transfiguration for us, everyone. That word is funny, though, isn't it? Transfiguration. What does it mean? Because we talk a lot about transformation, right? That our Catholic faith is one that transforms us. Transfiguration is a specific type of transformation. Because there's bad transformations too, right? You know that story where the prince becomes a frog? Bad transformation. And then the princess has to kiss the frog, and the frog becomes the prince again? Good transformation. Just so we can get that. Like, there's good transformation and there's bad transformation. Transfiguration is a certain type of transformation. The root of what that word actually means, transfiguration, is to transform into something more beautiful, into something that's elevated, higher. This is what they saw in Jesus for a moment. They saw his beauty, the beauty of God shining forth. And this transfiguration is what's meant to take place within each of us in a particular way each Lent as well. Do you believe that? Do you believe it's possible? Do you know who does? Lent is originally a time of intense preparation for those who are entering the church. In the earliest days of the church, it was for those who were preparing to be baptized. And later, after the church had splintered, for those who were being received into the fullness of the faith, into the Catholic Church. That it was a time for them because they knew, and the people in our own parish who are preparing in Holy Week and in Easter to be received into the fullness of the Catholic faith and to be baptized, they know very clearly there's a transformation that's going to happen in their life. They know it. And in this time of preparation, it's this growth in faith that it's going to be a transfiguration. That there's something in their life that's going to become raised up and even more beautiful, their faith is. They know there's a change that happens. But every one of us who are already baptized, who have already been confirmed, who are already Catholic, this time of Lent is meant to be transformative as well. That everything in Lent is pointing back to the dignity that is ours through our baptism. That in your baptism, the same voice that Jesus heard, this is my beloved, and his apostles heard, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. That's the dignity that is ours in our baptism. That we become beloved sons and daughters of God the Father. As a little one who's getting ready to be baptized tonight after Mass, that's a real transformation. That's a transfiguration for that child. And this is what God has placed upon your heart to respond to during this time of Lent. He's placed upon your heart this desire for transfiguration, for a change in your life. And it's a change which he will bring if you stay with him, close to him.